person who does it over and over the one best way. Compare that approach with the way Saturn workers do their jobs today. In the new organization, the worker is no longer a cog in a machine, but is an intelligent part of the overall process. Welders at some steel jobs now have to know algebra and geometry to figure weld angles from computer-generated designs. Water treatment companies train assembly line workers in computerized production measurements and math. New digital photocopiers require the service personnel to have an understanding of computers and the internet, not just skill with a screwdriver. Human beings remain essential in operational processes that have to constantly improve and that have to constantly adapt to changing circumstances. A flexible production line needs people, well-informed, empowered people. As we consolidate tasks into processes, we give workers more responsibility. Computers will eliminate some jobs, but they will take the drudgery out of many other jobs. Having people focus on whole processes will allow them to tackle more interesting, challenging work. A one-dimensional job, a task, will be eliminated, automated, or rolled into a bigger process. One-dimensional, repetitive work is exactly what computers, robots, and other machines are best at, and what human workers are poorly suited to and almost uniformly despise. Managing a process instead of executing tasks makes someone a knowledge worker, and it is good digital information flow that enables knowledge workers to play their unique roles. From a corporate perspective, another worker-related benefit emerges from good information systems. Only up-to-date and accurate information makes it possible to tie compensation directly to performance, quality, and customer satisfaction. You can't wait until the end of the month to see how everybody did and make adjustments then. You don't want a special scoring for bonus department to independently measure every team's performance. You have to get performance information directly to every team every day. Without electronic feedback loops, tying compensation to performance, a practice more and more companies want to institute, doesn't work well. By creating a good flow of information, Saturn is also preparing itself for mass customization, which combines the efficiencies of high-volume production with the ability to build exactly the model the customer wants. More than most car manufacturers, Saturn already builds a number of custom-made cars. You can imagine the day that a customer in a dealer's showroom or at home uses a PC to order over the internet exactly the car and the options he or she wants, and getting delivery within a few days. Build to order, which has become increasingly popular in the PC industry, is bound to become a major part of other manufacturing industries, from cars to clothing to furniture. Manufacturing lines, though, have to be smart if they're going to handle many custom jobs for complex machines. Because there's no reverse on the assembly line, the special order chassis and body of a car have to sync up with the right engine and powertrain. If a problem shows up, for example, if a special order purple paint doesn't come out perfect on one of the panels, you need the kind of dynamic scheduling system Saturn uses to keep things moving. Saturn's system searches through all the parts on the line, finds the earliest set of panels that will fit the order, and reassigns these panels to the purple car. The car for which the new panels were originally intended is rescheduled farther back in the line, where panels in the color required for it, say white, are stocked. A problem with a custom job holds up Saturn's assembly line for only 15 or 20 minutes, not for the hours that would be involved if Saturn didn't have its dynamic scheduling software. What Saturn has done will be common sense in the future, but most of the industrial world doesn't work that way yet. Until recently, the hardware and systems cost for such capabilities in manufacturing were prohibitive. The interfaces were too arcane. You simply couldn't afford to gather data on defects and analyze it quickly. Small portable devices will make data gathering even easier. Like Saturn, Boeing has converted its paper-based trouble ticket process into a digital form for handheld PCs, shortening the turnaround time for addressing quality issues during aircraft manufacturing. Other companies are using handhelds to replace paper-based inventory reporting, cutting data collection time in half, improving accuracy, and enabling the reports to be posted on the intranet within hours instead of the week usually required for consolidating paper reports. Wireless networks will make it possible for these devices to go virtually anywhere and report back information even sooner. Saturn officials were the first from a large industrial company to come to us in the early 1990s and say that they wanted to design all of their business processes around PC tools from the factory floor on up. Our reaction was wow. They were coming to us because of the vision of where we were going, not because of what we already had in our product catalog at the time. PC hardware grew in power, and so did our high-end system and handheld software. Saturn provided a great deal of information to us on the requirements for industrial-strength software systems. The pieces came together as the result of a strong relationship between the two companies, and between modern technology and manufacturing processes. Most companies have been willing to give information tools to their high-paid white-collar professionals who do information work for a living. Entergy, Stepan, and Saturn are proving that building systems around information flow and giving information tools to line workers can also provide enormous value. Entergy is methodically overhauling its key business processes and pushing information and decision-making down to the operational level. Stepan is using information to manage its plants as a whole to adapt to changing customer needs. Saturn uses technology to combine the expertise of its line workers with that of its design engineers to tie compensation directly to performance and to set the stage for mass customization in an assembly line setting. All three of these companies are applying knowledge management to business operations to analyze throughput, quality, and failure rates to improve core processes. Digital tools bring more intelligence to their business operations. Give your workers more sophisticated jobs along with better tools, and you'll discover that your employees will become more responsible and bring more intelligence to their work. In the digital age, you need to make knowledge workers out of every employee possible. Part 5. Special Enterprises Provide General Lessons. A few years ago, a new Microsoft employee was called back to his home state because his mother had suffered a mild stroke. When she was well enough to leave the hospital, Mrs. Jones, not her real name, stayed with her sister while her son completed arrangements to move her out to the Northwest to be near him. Mrs. Jones largely recovered, but was never able to live on her own again, and her periods of good health were punctuated by hospital stays, treating more and more acute problems. The medical events of the last 2 years of Mrs. Jones' life demonstrate the best and the worst aspects of American health care. She received good care, including a number of state-of-the-art procedures, from 3 different hospitals and more than a dozen physicians in 2 different states. As her physical abilities declined, her middle-class family was able to find decent facilities providing greater degrees of care. Medicare and her private insurance paid most of the bills. She and her family picked up the rest. Her many doctors, nurses, and other caregivers were professional and uniformly kind. Mrs. Jones retained her dignity to the end when she died in her sleep. Yet when Mrs. Jones left the first hospital for her sister's hometown 30 miles away, a lapse of communication between doctors led to her medication being kept at full strength when Mrs. Jones should have been on a declining dosage. By the time she arrived in the Northwest, side effects of the high dosage required her to be hospitalized immediately. Because her records didn't come with her, a number of expensive tests had to be redone. The same thing happened when she changed hospitals a year later. Her final 3-week hospital stay, which did not involve any surgical procedures, nevertheless cost $25,000. At one point, her outgoing doctor confused her with another patient and told the next doctor over the phone that her recent hospital stays were an abuse of the system. This was less than a week before Mrs. Jones died. Because of the many hospitals,